Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I was watching it snow, and it's coming down pretty good now.
Yeah, coming down pretty good. It's going to get even worse as the night goes on. We're supposed to have, so the first batch of it is only supposed to be like a few inches, and then by tomorrow morning we're supposed to have like 2 feet.
Well, good thing you don't have to drive anywhere.
Drive? I haven't left the house. I mean, it's a pandemic. It's like, oh, we have a snowstorm hitting. Okay, that's, I'm still laying in bed watching television. I'm doing nothing different because it's snowing than I was doing a week ago or a month ago or 6 months ago.
When it snows with you, you don't worry at all because even if it wasn't a pandemic, nothing changes.
Right. I mean, I still take my dogs out for a walk. You know, we just go out the back. So what's very lucky about the building I live in is we have a scaffold right now going around the building. So we have this like protected area. If it's raining, if it's snowing, it makes no difference whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So I just walk them under the scaffold. They pee, they poop. We come back up. That's the whole thing. And I don't have a car. I don't drive anywhere.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We have to worry about getting in the car, driving, wrecking, slamming into people. You don't really care. Just another day for
it's
you.
Another day
it
for
snows.
Me. No, but most people, especially in New York, are working from home. Nobody really cares. Funny, I was looking outside today when it first started snowing and there was nobody out there. And I went to the supermarket and there was nobody in the supermarket. You know, usually they all run to the supermarket right before, but we have our pandemic food already. I don't need snow food. I had pandemic food. We're practically on lockdown again here anyway. So snow or not, what's the difference? We're all staying inside.
So, yeah, just keep on coming with the snow. Yeah, you shouldn't even care about the weather. I mean, it's like, pfft, whatever.
Got my bike. I got all my pandemic food. I'm good.
Yeah, somebody like me, I'm staring at the weather, hoping one snowflake doesn't fall because I'm screwed. And I can drive in it, but I got stuck many times because I couldn't get out of the street because they don't plow it.
Right.
So it doesn't matter how good of a driver you are. If you're in a Honda Civic, sometimes you don't go anywhere because it's too much snow. But
you could put chains on your tires. You could put snow tires. You could handle it. It's
not,
you have like a quarter of an inch of snow. You can drive in that.
There's no way anybody's buying snow tires for the South. That ain't going to happen. I mean, tires themselves are $800. I'm not buying tires for one afternoon that I can't drive. I mean, it doesn't snow that much. And you wait till tomorrow, it will be 70 and you'll be in shorts and laughing about it. So
right.
I'm not putting chains on my tires so I can get nowhere. But in New York, when it snowed a lot, they plowed every 5 seconds. So as long as you got to the road, we were fine. It's just getting from the parking lot to the road was the problem.
Oh, you can't! They can't wait. I mean, they have snow trucks out that have sand in them and all that little salt stuff. And you know, actually, the big joke in New York is that we can't wait for the snow so we can complain about the terrible job the city did handling it.
Damn that mayor. You just want to have an excuse to bitch out the mayor.
Oh, no, but every time, it happens every time. He acts like it's a surprise every single time it snows. Like, he wakes up in the morning, there's snow? Somebody should have told me. Like, de Blasio, he's been such a joke, you know? It's like, and then, so he got so much crap one year because he was not prepared for snow, even though the rest of us were, and the meteorologist told him it was going to snow. He was just like, it'll be fine. So the following year, when they said a big snowstorm, he had everybody out and he had all the trucks out and they sanded everywhere. And then the snow ended up taking a turn and not coming here.
Oh, you didn't get anything.
We didn't get anything, but they'd already put down all the sand and all the everything on the ground. So it was like, well, now what do we do? Just walk on this stuff? You guys need to get your act together here.
Yeah, in the South, we don't take to that very lightly. If you go on TV and tell us it's going to snow and it doesn't snow, we're pulling you out of that Weather Channel and beating you because we got to go to the store, we got to buy milk and bread, and we got to change our whole lives around. And there are times they call for, you know, 6 inches of snow and we get nothing. So people get really mad. My favorite thing,
all the meteorologists here, they got on their Twitter pages and they said, okay, here's a couple of possibilities. I'm only going by what the models are saying. Like, this is the European model that says this and this other model says that. Like, they all play CYA, you know. They want to make sure that they're covering their butts because they know that if they say 6 inches and we get a dusting, they're going to hear it.
Right. In the South, it's different because we change our whole lives around because snow is coming, and you better get it right. So you really will never have a weather guy saying snow in the South. You go, there's a chance it could come here. So they really don't even talk about it because they don't want to open up that Pandora's box at all.
Right, and get beat up.
Yeah, we'll pull you out. We'll pull you away from that green screen and beat you.